First item to discuss today is an item in the 2017 federal budget to cut welfare eligibility to students studying TAFE courses. The federal government continues to chip away at the social safety net relentlessly. This time, it's a carefully executed plan to cease welfare income for students who study a TAFE course the government doesn't approve of. In 2016, the Turnbull government axed by 56% the number of TAFE courses eligible for VET fee help, which is a student fee loan upfront that also included reduced fees for people on welfare and a low income. The 2017 federal budget intends to also cut income assistance, things like youth allowance, AusStudy and AbStudy, for students who take on a VET course that's not approved on the study list by the federal government.
So, to sum up, listeners, step one, 2016 by the government, get rid of more than half of the TAFE areas eligible for government support with a bias particularly against the arts. Step two, 2017, if people still choose to study a delisted course such as arts or journalism, then they lose their welfare payments. The budget measure is still to pass through Parliament, but is due to start next year. The government said it would only apply to new students and would save the public purse $182 million over 5 years.
The background to this story is the rorting of the TAFE system by dodgy registered training organisations, RTOs. A 2015 Senate review of the TAFE system revealed students signed up for courses without due consideration and review of their abilities by RTOs. A phone call inquiry about studying could quickly lead to an enrolment in the same phone call. Under this deregulated system, private training colleges were also free to set their own fees for courses.
Modelling by the Grattan Institute estimates 40% of those loans will never be repaid. The opinion of Over the Wall is that this was a stuff-up by governments to provide oversight after deregulating the TAFE system. Dodgy operators exploited a TAFE system that hadn't been set up properly by government in the first place. Soon, in 2018, students are set to cop welfare cuts and reduction of TAFE options due to government mismanagement. Citizens are losing their eligibility for income support due to the ineptitude of political oversight after deregulation.
To follow along with this argument, listeners, here's a few quotes from a recent edition of The Hack.
It's going to really restrict students' ability to choose their preferred career path, said Mark Matthews, the managing director of Sydney Theatre School. It means only the wealthy and well-off can afford to train in a career in the arts.
Also in The Hack, Green Senator Rachel Seawatt said, the poorest students who don't have family support to study will be the hardest hit. The government says it either wants young people to be working or studying, yet they won't provide the supports for people to do so, she said.
Federal TAFE Secretary of the Australian Education Union, Pat Forward, has labelled the proposals Orwellian. The decision to scrap payments for VET students is absolutely social engineering, she said. It is an attempt to channel them into courses that the government has approved based on areas of skills shortages.
Rod Cam from the Australian Council of Private Education and Training said when interviewed in The Hack, we're creating a perverse incentive for students to go to university rather than making sure vocational education is a legitimate choice. While it's too early to tell if people are leaving the VET sector in favour of universities, Rod says there's definitely been a massive slump in the number of students enrolling in the sector since the government announced its course eligibility criteria. Rod Cam continued to say, at the diploma and advanced diploma level, it's almost unprecedented how much enrolments have reduced.
This is a public service announcement. And number two, you have the right to food money. Providing, of course, you don't mind a little investigation, humiliation. And if you cross your fingers, rehabilitation.
For the second part of today's program, listeners, Over the Wall's going to focus on the cashless welfare card. I myself recently only became aware of how widespread and how far along this cashless welfare card initiative is by the federal government.
More than 2 years ago, Senator Rachel Seward was already identifying in the Senate imminent problems that would appear down the track.
Please say no to this flawed approach, because it is punitive. It doesn't help people in the long term. Same way as the Northern Territory intervention didn't help people in the long term. We still have the entrenched issues of disadvantage in the Northern Territory, same way that we'll continue to have those entrenched issues of disadvantage in the East Kimberley and in Ceduna into the long term until we start addressing those underlying causes of disadvantage, those systemic underlying causes that have clearly been identified.
That's Green Senator Rachel Seward in Question Time, and on her webpage recently, on the 14th of September 17, Rachel Seward has a headline, National MPs should go and talk to Newstart recipients in their communities rather than demand they be dumped on the cashless welfare card. Rachel says, these National MPs are sat in their offices vilifying members of the community struggling to find work. They should get out there and talk to the people they are demonising and want to restrict how they manage their money. This card removes agency from people who are already on a payment that is far too low. When you remove someone's capacity to manage their budget, you make things worse for them. This is only going to serve as a barrier for people finding work. People on low incomes are some of the best money managers around. These MPs are demonising their own constituents. It is appalling.
These comments from Green Senator Seward from last month are in relation to the upcoming trials that are being expanded to Bundaberg and to Hervey Bay in Queensland. She also refers to the first two waves of assessment of how the regimes happened, which appeared in March and again in July this year. So these describe the situation in the towns that are already using it. For example, Ceduna and Kalgoorlie.
As trials?
Yes, all of them are trials still. She goes on to say that National MPs advocating for this should have a full read and properly assess the Wave 2 evaluation report into the card without their blinkers on. It has holes so big you could drive a truck through them. Now, the Wave 1 and Wave 2 reports on what's been happening with the trials.
On the cashless welfare card?
Yes. And these are really the first reports we've seen. They are of such shoddy methodology that key sociologists around the country have pointed out that they're worthless.
Yeah, the questionnaire that people have been asked to complete who have been on the trial, the questions are kind of loaded.
That's right. The questions are voluntary. They are asked in an atmosphere in which the person responding has an advantage by appearing to be using less alcohol, using less drugs, or gambling less. And they don't seem to be paired up with any actual economic studies of what's happened in these towns. And that's particularly relevant when we see anecdotal evidence that in some of these towns, quite obviously, the alcohol-related businesses are going to the wall.